Chapter 2, The 5 Financial IQs. There are 5 basic financial IQs. They are making more money, protecting your money, budgeting your money, leveraging your money, improving your financial information. Financial intelligence versus financial IQ. Most of us know that a person with a mental IQ of 130 is supposedly smarter than a person with an IQ of 95. The same parallels can be drawn with financial IQ. You can be the equivalent of a genius when it comes to academic intelligence, but the equivalent of a moron when it comes to financial intelligence. Often I am asked, what is the difference between financial intelligence and financial IQ? My reply is, financial intelligence is that part of our mental intelligence we use to solve our financial problems. Financial IQ is the measurement of that intelligence. It is how we quantify our financial intelligence. For example, if I earn $100,000 and pay 20% in taxes, I have a higher financial IQ than someone who earns $100,000 and pays 50% in taxes. Financial IQ number 1, making more money. Most of us have enough financial intelligence to make money. The more money you make, the higher your financial IQ number 1. In other words, a person who earns $1 million a year has a measurably higher financial IQ number 1 than a person who earns $30,000 a year. And if two people each make $1 million a year and one pays less in taxes than the other, that person has a higher financial IQ. Financial IQ number 2, protecting your money. A simple truth is that the world is out to take your money. But not all who take your money are crooks. One of the biggest financial predators of our money is taxes. If a person has a low financial IQ, he or she will pay more in taxes. An example of financial IQ is someone who pays 20% in taxes versus someone who pays 35% in taxes. The person who pays less in taxes has a measurably higher financial IQ. Financial IQ number 3, budgeting your money. Budgeting your money requires a lot of financial intelligence. Many people earn a lot of money but fail to keep much money simply because they budget poorly. For example, a person who earns and spends $70,000 a year has a lower financial IQ than a person who earns $30,000 and is able to live well on $25,000 and invest $5,000. Being able to live well and still invest, no matter how much you make, requires a high level of financial intelligence. Having a surplus is something you have to actively budget for. Financial IQ number 4, leveraging your money. After a person budgets a surplus, the next financial challenge is to leverage their surplus of money. While savings and a diversified mutual fund portfolio are a form of leverage, there are better ways to leverage your money. If a person is truthful, he or she has to admit it doesn't require much financial intelligence to save money and invest in mutual funds. You can train a monkey to save money and invest in mutual funds. That is why the returns on those investment vehicles are historically low. Financial IQ number 4 is measured in return on investment. For example, a person who earns 50% on his or her money has a higher financial IQ than someone who earns 5%. One more point. Many people think that higher returns on investment require higher degrees of risk. That is not true. Later in this audiobook, I will explain how I achieve exceptional returns and pay very little, if anything, in taxes, all with very low risk. Financial IQ number 5, improving your financial information. There is a bit of wisdom that goes, you need to learn to walk before you can run. This is true with financial intelligence. Before people can learn how to earn exceptionally high returns on their money, they need to learn the basics and the fundamentals of financial intelligence. One of the reasons so many people struggle with leveraging their money is because they are taught to turn their money over to financial experts, such as their mutual fund manager. The problem with turning your money over to financial experts is that you fail to learn, fail to increase your financial intelligence, and fail to become your own financial expert. It's easy to increase your financial intelligence if you have a strong foundation of financial information. But if your financial IQ is weak, then new financial information can be confusing and have seemingly little value. One of the benefits of being dedicated to your financial education is that over time, you will be better able to grasp more sophisticated financial information. Just as mathematicians are able to do complex equations after years of practicing math problems. Personally, I do pretty well when it comes to financial information. After years of study, I can sit in a room and understand most financial concepts. Yet when it comes to technology, I'm a dinosaur. I can barely use a cell phone or turn on a computer. My job in this audiobook is to make financial information as simple as possible. My promise to you is that I write only about things I have done or am currently doing. As you know, there are many teachers and authors who tell you what you should be doing, but don't do what they are advising. Many financial experts do not really know if what they talk or write about actually works. This does not mean I recommend you do exactly what I do, nor does it mean what I do will work for you. I simply want to share with you my experiences, a journey of solving financial problems that continues today. I share with you what I have learned, with the intent that it will assist you in increasing your own financial IQ number 5, improving your financial information.